This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Obviously, it rained last night. You were at you had fun, right?
Yeah, we had a great time.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just going to say, me and my wife went and had a really nice dinner and some good drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat outside.
Right.
It
rained on your head a little bit.
It rained a little bit, but we got to go inside and hang out with Bo. Thanks.
Right.
Shout out to Bo for hooking us up with the Truist seats last night.
Uh-huh.
And I guess that was a baseball game.
Okay.
I don't know. There's not much to say about the baseball game.
Really, Michael Harris got a triple.
Yeah, thanks to Jorge Soler.
Yeah.
Shout out to Soler. Look, he hit the ball hard.
He did us. He did us a solid. He took two balls on the first two pitches.
He took the first three pitches of his first at bat.
Grant Holmes was outstanding.
That was actually really fun
because
we're sitting right behind home plate. I mean, it's as close as you can get, and the seat that I was in. Literally, I could not see the pitcher until the umpire took his crouch. Like, right as the guy was in his windup, you can't see through the ump, obviously. But so it's a great angle to see all the movement on all the pitches. And Grant Holmes is incredible.
Yes,
I know he went six last night, had 10 strikeouts and 27 swings and misses, and he was just dealing last night. So that's positive, obviously.
Yeah.
And the offense is just awful,
yes.
and got nothing going, and it was kind of embarrassing at times. But Grant Holmes is really good. It was really cool to see it from that angle because I don't know how anybody gets a hit off any of these guys ever.
Right.
Even De Los Santos, who's really bad and got peppered, even watching it from back there, it's like, well, I don't know how they hit it. But, I mean, they got Mike Trout and other guys in that lineup, so I guess those guys are pretty good and paid the hit. But, yeah, man, it was cool to be there. It was cool to be that close.
Right.
And it was not that cool to watch the offense
because
they're awful.
Yeah, I mean – can we move on?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No.
I'm like, what else is there to say?
No, here's what else there is to say.
What else is there to say?
The only thing that there is to say differently, because all of that is the same, is what Ronald Acuña, is what Brian Snitker said after the game last night. This is different. This is a different reaction from him than we've heard in any other game. And I don't know if we have the audio on it, but I've got quotes from Dave O'Brien's article. He was just asked about, the same question that he's been asked a million times, like, what's going on? And he brought up some of the technology, some of the video, some of the coaching, some of the analytics, I suppose. And he said, quote, "I'm telling you, this is a mental game. All of it, it's about confidence and feel. I think we probably overwhelm ourselves with mechanics and video and all of that kind of stuff. We've made it a really mental game, I think, in the industry. They have all this information that they didn't have and all the video and whatever. And those guys put up unbelievable numbers back in the day. Now they're in the Hall of Fame. And now we're kind of overanalyzing everything.
If that ain't old school baseball talk like that.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And Snit is a, Okay. You got a bow? And Snit is an old school guy. And he is 100 freaking percent right.
Yeah, I mean, I think he is. I'm gonna hope he is.
because you think about what the context of what he was talking about. It's like, just go freaking play. Stop damn every at bat, and it doesn't go your way. You go right down there. You look at the damn computer screen. Mm-hmm. You go back there. All that other crap. You go into simulators. All this other crap. And just go play and go do what got you to where you are.
When it's got to baseball. It's got to be so overwhelming when it's not going well, which it's not going well for most of these hitters, to then get in there and maybe you hit one good every couple games or something like that. But then you see all the numbers, like the feedback, and it's like, well, but the launch angle was actually this and the exit velocity was this and I wanted.
And you're praising that though.
Well, no, but I'm saying like if you you felt good about it, and then you see those numbers, and it's like, well, it's not really what we're looking for here, so maybe I'll tweak this slightly. And it's just like all of the – it's too much. It's too much information. Now, again, every team has it. Every team does it. Not everybody sucks like this. So let's not just say the Braves are watching too much video.
But but what is it then?
I don't know.
So I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with that.
It's the best explanation that I've heard for why a bunch of guys that are good at hitting and have been good at hitting all at the same time stopped being good at hitting.
Yes. Because like, it's not just one.
There's no – unless the water's bad or something like that. I don't know. Like, or whatever. Like, because it makes more sense to me than leadership or sort of like mysterious, non-existent, intangible or whatever that this team doesn't have. Like, no, I mean, they brought in a new hitting instructor. I'm sure there's also lots of other people on staff that get paid lots of money. That's the thing. It's like, okay, say this is the problem. We're not going to stop doing it. They've invested millions of dollars into this.
Yeah.
Stuff. They're not going to stop doing it.
No, they're not. But again, go back to the whole praising of, well, the exit velocity's there, but it went to the damn outfielder.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's an out.
It's an out.
He hit it
you
super
know?
Hard.
Like,
but
all
out.
this is that part, but that's why, like, I haven't heard a manager say like, talk like that in a while, which Snit said. And I'm not saying he's trying to make an excuse for it and everything. This is what he sees. And so when you look, he's a baseball lifer. And so, him having to adjust to what he just said is also a big deal.
Oh, I bet it's so annoying.
I bet it's so damn annoying to him when one of these snot-nosed brats named Brad comes down to him and gives him a piece of damn paper that says, well, according to this, all that crap. I'm sure he wants to smack him in the mouth.
We need Michael Harris to be swinging at the first pitch and trying to elevate the ball in the air, because when he does, this is like, yeah, but he's batting 140 right now. Maybe he should be patient, try to hit it the other way.
Maybe.
The computer doesn't say
we need it
in
the air. I don't know. Maybe we put it on the ground.
Yeah.
No. Maybe
try to Ichiro it. Just hit it on the ground to the left and run.
Maybe run.
It's really fast.
You know, so, yeah, that's the thing with this whole, and I don't want to go into trashing baseball and all that crap.
No, but it's not just baseball.
But it's just not baseball.
It's not just baseball. It's basketball. Everything. It's every sport. And we've seen sports now, like, it has gotten too efficient. They have allowed so much of this stuff to be how decisions are made, how teams are built. I mean, there was a great quote from Jeff Teague on his podcast a couple weeks ago about how he got cussed out by someone in the front office because he shot a good mid-range shot.
Yes.
And he made it.
Yes.
And they were like, we don't do that here. It's like, well, but I, okay.
But, you know, I go back to something that you said a while back. It is so true to this conversation right here. When do we start letting dorks rule the world? Just like this. When do we start letting dorks rule baseball and football? Well, go for two on this and all.
When we all got too dependent on the internet.
Yeah.
The internet did it.
Yeah,
Microsoft.
Man.
Bill Gates started it, and then, you know, these other guys have picked it up and ran with it, and now they're our dork overlords, and we have all their crap in our pockets all the time. People are letting cars drive themselves out there.
But the thing about it, I mean, baseball is hard. Like you were talking about sitting there and watching the ball move and all those different things. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you're praised if you hit three out of 10 balls.
That's right.
You're the Hall of Fame for that. So obviously it's hard, but something is wrong and something is broken with this damn team.
Mm-hmm.
for all of them to be like for the most part, all of them mm-hmm. are struggling the way they are. Something's broken over there, I don't know what it is. Didn't need to go a bat to the damn Gate Aid cooler. I don't think that's going
to
help.
Do a bat to the video monitor.
Yeah, something.
Then they don't have to watch.
How about
anymore
a bat to a ball on a tee?
That'd be good.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Instead of sitting in front of a video screen trying to guess what pitcher's tendencies are.
Right.
It's a game of guessing. If you go up there looking for a certain pitch and you get a different one, you're not going to hit it.
You're not going to hit it. Exactly.
So they're going up there looking at tendencies of pitchers. Yeah. This is what I think it's going to be in this count, but they never waver from that.
Right.
Like sometimes you got to adjust. And just not doing it. So
it's
he never lies, as Chipper Jones once said.
And He's one I will quote on that. They need to get back on the tees and all these different things.
Yeah, I do wonder. This is all speculation that I'm about to throw out there right now, because I know he was involved a couple of years ago, right, with the staff. I half wonder if, like, he's in there and he's doing his work and helping, but then there's all this other input, too, from guys that, you know, aren't in the Hall of Fame for hitting.
Of course there is.
And he's like, you know what? I'm good. I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to argue with some guy who's like a physics major,
dude,
about how to hit a baseball.
If that's
what you think these guys need to do, you go.
Dude, I would not be surprised, because I'm a Chipper damn Jones. I'm a Hall of Famer. I'm rich as hell. I got this big ass ranch somewhere in Georgia with my wife and my babies, and I can day drink and play golf and ride four wheelers all damn day. You think I'm going to come down here and deal with Brad?
Come here and try to get Michael Harris out of a slump?
Yeah, mess with Brad from MIT? Get out of here, man.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
No, I do. I really do. Like, I didn't anticipate this conversation going here, but I'm kind of glad it did. Like, this is such a it's such an interesting time in sports where they have allowed all of this stuff to happen so much. And it can't. Like, football's had it come in, but football, there's just so much more stuff happening on a given play, and so many more guys involved, and physicality is such a part of it. Like, you can't, like, analyticize football to the extent that you can do it in baseball and basketball, because there's so many more controllables in baseball and basketball.
Right.
But you've seen leagues try to push back a little bit, like, with at least with, you know, all right, the pitcher's got to face three batters before you can take him out of the game, or there's a pitch clock, so we can try to speed this thing up a little bit. All right, no more shift. You can't shift because everyone was shifting all the time.
Right.
Like, you're kind of having to take some of the, like, the analytics fixes or the analytics gaming that they've done to these sports, and say you can't do it anymore. Because here's the thing to me about efficiency in sports is it tends to be boring.
Yes.
Like, inefficiency is actually pretty entertaining when it comes to sports, because then it's just really talented athletes trying to figure it out. Trying to make everything efficient in sports is actually pretty boring. And so, you know, I don't know. Again, every team in baseball is doing it, and I'm not just going to say this is like the only reason why the Braves can't hit, because there's other teams that are doing this too, and they're hitting. But I thought it was an interesting explanation for maybe why everybody is going in the same direction.
I'm going with it because I don't have a reason why. Something broken over there. I mean, the bottom damn line. And we talked about it and talked about it, but it's the same old thing. I think, well, God, what I see is that they were been shut out, what, four of the last seven games?
Yes.
Like zero. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, and then – and again, only team I watch and care about are the damn Braves. But how many great pitching performances have this team just blown?
Squandered. Yeah.
And I'm talking about squandered with no runs. Mm-hmm. Not even one. No runs. And this dude is out there striking out 10, 12 guys. You can't get one run?
I think they're 6-11 in Grant Holmes' starts. How many this times year? They had, he's done a nice job.
First inning, but it was Matt Olson, Austin Riley on second and third. Mm-hmm. I know it's two outs, but still.
No. Well, Michael Harris's triple with no outs.
No outs.
That led the inning, and they couldn't get him in. And I mean, even Acuña, who's been one of the bright spots.
Of four.
Golden Sombrero last night, man.
One of them was a crap, but the other
yes,
three.
One of them was a really, really bad strike
one
three
was
call.
Crap. But the other three
is just kind of flailing.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. No, they've been shut out. Yeah, three times in the last five.
Oh, my guy's coming back tonight, though, baby. So all is well.
Jerks and Profar.
All is well, baby. There's
here
that fart, baby.
Save the day. Here's what they should do. Get some of that stuff he was using. Just don't get caught for it.
Yeah, man. I'm sure they got plenty.
Get everybody juiced up in there.
Get the masking agents and stuff.
Yeah, get some good masking agents and start cheating. That's what this team needs to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.